The numbers in the Cardinals' 32-16 loss to the Rams are perplexing on the surface. Arizona outgained Los Angeles, had more first downs, and converted 7 of its 15 third down attempts, while holding the Rams to only 3 of its 11 third down attempts. However, turnovers, field position, and special teams miscues were the recipe for a loss on Sunday. All 3 Los Angeles touchdowns were made relatively easy. An interception returned for 6, and 2 short fields, beginning those drives on the Arizona 23-yard line following an interception, and the Arizona 30-yard line following a 30-yard punt return. The Cardinals' last realistic chance to win the game was snuffed out when Phil Dawson's 45-yard field goal attempt was blocked. Defensively, the Cardinals struggled to apply pressure to Rams quarterback Jared Goff. Chandler Jones tallied the only sack for the Big Red D, pushing his season total to 13, tied for the most in franchise history through 12 games. Jones became the first Cardinal with 13 or more sacks in a season since Bertrand Berry's 14.5 in 2004. On offense, Kerwin Williams battled through a rib injury to run for 97 yards on 16 carries, averaging more than 6 per attempt. Running back Elijah Penny scored his first career touchdown with his 1-yard blast in the second quarter. Larry Fitzgerald continued his weekly climb in the NFL record books. Fitz finished the game with 10 receptions for 98 yards, giving him 176 career receptions against the Rams, passing Jerry Rice for the most receptions against a single team in NFL history. On a 12-yard third-quarter catch, Fitzgerald passed Isaac Bruce to move into fourth place on the NFL's all-time receiving yardage list. He also became the fastest player in NFL history to reach 1,200 career receptions, again passing Rice. Larry Legend could hit another milestone this week against the Tennessee Titans. With 26 yards receiving, he would move past Randy Moss into third place on the all-time receiving yardage list.